so much for tonight. Father, we thank you, Father, for your Spirit. We thank you for your love, Lord God, for every person that's here. And for, Lord, this world, Father, for your Son that you sent. Because you love this world, Lord, and all that you have created here, Father. And thank you for the redemption, Lord, that we have in Jesus' name. And Lord, tonight, Father, even as we would open up your word, even as we would spend some time just in scriptures, Father, we pray right now that your Spirit, the Spirit of truth that leads and guides us into all truth, would continue to take this time. Lord, that you would minister to the hearts of every person here, Lord God. And Father, that above all, Lord, that they would meet and see you, Father. We pray, Lord, for Jesus Christ to be revealed in every heart and every mind, and that your truth would go forth. Lord, I get out of the way, and I allow, Father, for the free flow of your Holy Spirit. I decrease and I move out, Lord God, and you have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay. I brought a present. Okay. So, if you already got one, some of my friends already got one. These are prayer elephants. That's what I'm going to call them. So, I'm going to pass them out. I don't know if I have enough for everybody, but feel free to grab one and you can put it on your bag or just put it in your keys. That's what that's got the chain for. And keep me in prayer and pray for Sri Lanka too, because that's kind of where I'm at right now. And I'm going to share. And maybe after some time you'll kind of know some of the things to pray for. It is fun for me to come back here because some of you, I don't know how extremes presented on campus these days, but a little bit about how we got started and about how this whole thing kind of came to be. All the faces, well, most of the faces are new. Some that are somewhat familiar, some that are really familiar. But there was, for myself, I came back. Oh, okay, first I want to open this up with scripture. Let's John 14, and then I'll pick up my story. But John 14. John 14 and verse 1 says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know." Thomas said unto him, "Lord, we do not know whether thou goest, and how can we know the way?" And Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Okay. Jesus Christ, when he was here and he was on the earth, he spoke of himself he referred to himself in some different times to try to help people get some context of who he was. This place, when he speaks about himself, he talks about himself as a way, as a path, as not just a person, but he's a direction. He's somewhere that we're going. When I started on this campus, when I came in, I'll date myself, I'm happy to do it. 1995 was my freshman year. So, that's not that, but it doesn't seem like that long ago. That was an interesting time to come on campus. I came on as a happy-go-lucky freshman, I also was on the swim team when I came in, which when we had a team back then, because year after I left, they had a bunch of stuff with Title IX and all that. But anyways, during that time, when I first got here and I got on the campus, this was the first time that I was away from a lot of things that I knew that were familiar. And all of a sudden, when I came down here as an athlete on this campus as well, and during kind of a high time and that stuff too, there was a lot of different stuff started coming my way very quickly. And a lot of choices that I got a chance to make. Choices that would, that just pulling me in different directions. And, you know, during that time, all of a sudden, I was faced with this opportunity, choice of, all right, who am I really? Because when you first, life will have a way of continuing just to test that and see, all right, who are you really? What is really inside? And when I first got down here, I, all of a sudden, all right, what do I stand for? Who am I? What am I really about? And during some of probably the stupider choices that I started making, God met me one night when I was just praying. And He basically put it to me like this: you know my way, and you know the way of the world. And He said, you just make a choice. But He said, make a choice and go with it. It wasn't going to be this ongoing, it was basically, you know, choose this day who you're going to serve. Choose this day which way you want to go. And I knew enough of Him. I knew enough about Him to know that, one, He had been so good. And how many times before I'd even got to college where I'd seen His hand in my life, where I'd seen Him reach down and help me out of something. Reach down, literally, and save my life several times before I even got to school. And I just, at that point, I said for myself, okay, Lord, I said, you have been so good, and I know you're good. And I know inside, deep down in the core of who I am, I want your way. That's the way I truly want. And I want to go that way. So I said, Lord, your way, that's the way I want to go. You lead, you direct, you guide, and you show me that way. It wasn't that long after that that I was going in to get therapy on my back I was sitting right next to, actually laying on my stomach, and there's had these stem things hooked up that like make your muscles twitch. I don't know if you've ever had that, it's kind of fun. And right next to me is a friend who's from Jamaica. And another Jamaican, not Siobhan. And this guy was having work on, he was a track runner and a really quick guy, he was having work on his leg. And we just started talking a little bit, and all of a sudden it's just like we start talking about Jesus. And he's like, oh brother, you know the Lord. I love the Lord. And then before we knew it, we just started sharing what was going on with each other. He's like, man, we got a Bible study going on Tuesday night, so we need to come together. I just went by one time, and there were some other brothers. There were some other guys who, just like me, God had spoken to their hearts, got a hold of their attention, and we just started meeting up. And all we did was, we're just like, God, we're here, we're yours, we're your kids. What are you doing? What are you saying? We want to go your way. During this time, at the same time, God, I remember PT. Pastor Tom, Wendy's wonderful husband, the other half of their partners in crime, he comes in from California, fresh with a tan, and shows up in Lincoln, Nebraska. And during that, and actually wasn't, no, he came in sometime before that, but then God started moving him over to this college ministry thing, moved him over to close it down at the church. And actually during the same time that he got moved into that thing, it started picking up. And all of a sudden it started picking up a lot, and we were doing stuff there, and then we were doing stuff on campus, and we had Bible studies going, and there was just this excitement, there was this energy, God was doing something with all of us. And then all of a sudden, one time we were all praying together, and there was a brother Adam, and he was praying, and he said, God wants us to be on campus. And so we're like, yeah, let's go do it. And so all of a sudden, here you are, 10 years later, this is extreme. Did I stay here? No. Do I live here? No. What has happened in this thing? I am not... All I am is somebody that is walking out life with Jesus. Jesus is a path. He is a way. And what that way is, what that way does, it will take you somewhere. Now, where are you going? When people talk about salvation, what will you save from? Anyone? I like interactive. Please. All right. What will you save from? You were saved from yourself. Very good. One thing that we were saved from, you were saved from yourself. Left to myself, I would have certainly done myself in quicker than anybody else could have. Left to myself, to my own devices, to my flesh, without the control and the lordship of Jesus Christ in my life, I would have surely done myself in exponentially quick. So God definitely saved me from myself. What else did He save you from?
Damnation.
Damnation? Save you from eternal damnation, eternal gnashing of teeth. Okay, yeah, sure. God definitely saved us from that. What else did He save us from?
Sin.
Okay. Yeah, saved us from sin. What else?
A boring life.
A boring life. Thank God He saved us from... here's something. If you are truly walking out this life with God, you will have struggles, you will have tribulations, you will have ups, you will have downs, but I guarantee you, you will never, ever have a boring life. Okay? Alright. You will not have a boring life. You will not need to watch reality TV. You will live reality. You will not need to be the seventh member of Friends. You will be walking this thing out. God saves you from a boring life. What else did He save you from?
Death.
Certainly. The wages of sin is death. Yes, there's an interaction. You start to see the interconnect between these. Alright? What else did He save you from?
Being alone.
Being alone. Jesus said, it's better for you that I go, because when I go, I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit. He is going to be with you. He's going to lead and guide you into all truth. He'll be with you to the end. I'll never leave or forsake you. Yes, you're never, ever alone when you are with the Holy Spirit, when you have God in your life. What else?
Believing in lies.
Believing in lies. All right, He definitely leads you into truth. He leads you into this path that all of a sudden now everything that you see that comes towards you, it's you are able to take it through the filter of the Holy Spirit, and He's able to tell you yes, no. You'll have two people speak the exact same word to you. One of them is coming from the spirit of the devil, and the other one is coming from the spirit of God. One will resonate true, the other one will be absolutely a lie, and you will know the difference. What else?
Fear.
Okay. God saves you from fear. Perfect love drives out all fear. Jesus is love. So yes, of course, He saves us from that. Do we experience fear? Hell yes, I experience fear. But I don't live in that. I take that and I put it before the Father. And He reassigns that, realigns that, and puts it in check with Him. Chevy.
Taking your own path in life.
Taking your own path. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but in the end leads to death. So yes, He leads you in a path that does not make sense. He leads you in a path and in a way that doesn't make sense to the natural mind. Nobody else will be able to make logic out of your life. But if you're walking in step with the Spirit, He will certainly lead you in a way that is to the world looks stupid, to the world would seem like death, but it's the path of life, the path of truth. It'll be a contradiction. Your entire life will be a contradiction. It will not make sense. What else?
Void.
Hmm?
Void.
Void.
And unclean
heart. Mm-hmm. Yes. He fills that place for sure. He saves you from the emptiness that's in your own soul, of course. From your past. Jesus Christ redeems, when He redeems you. See, God is I am. Not I was and not I will be. He is ever present. I want to toss one in here too, and I'm going to touch on both these. God, one of the things He also saves us from is the illusion of time. When you come into Christ, you are no longer in time. In that He is I am. You step into eternity now. Eternal life is now. Today is the day of salvation now. So you step out of this world that's wearing down, bound over into this other base reality. You step out from that into eternity. In your spirit. Now you still need this earth suit that you're in. This is like your car, this is how you get around while you're here. You still got some reasons that you're in it. But you step out of the illusion. In spirit. You're still here, but God saves you from that. I'm waiting for one big one to come out. One gigantic, massive one.
Bondage?
Bondage to what?
Bondage to anything that owns you.
Let me expand that out a little bit more. God saves you from the world. God saves you, Jesus Christ saves you from this world. This world that you are in, but not of. This world that's designed to harvest your soul, to harvest your labor, designed to chew you up, to use you up like a battery, and then when it's done with you, discard you and take your soul. He saves you and pulls you out of that. He gives you another way. He sets you free from that. So when we start talking about sin, what does sin do? Sin binds you into this base reality. It's not, you know, I remember like there was this thing about, you know, in high school days and stuff like that. People always wonder, okay, what can you do? What can't you do? What do you get? Are you walking in spirit? If your connection with the Father is the most important thing in your heart and in your life, you don't want any of it. All you want is to remain in that connection with Him, to walk in that connection with Him. And if you're doing that, that becomes the desire of your heart. So anything that would come in the way of that, anything, whatever it is, you don't want it. There is a greater desire in you. Greater is He that lives in you than he that's in the world. You're pulled towards something else. He overpowers, He restructures that. So what sin, the way the world works, again, is to bind you and to bring you into that base reality. Let's flip here real quick. I love to flip if you've been around me a little bit. 1 John 2, verse 15. Says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Okay. So, the world and all that's in it, every single part of it is passing away. Every single part of it is not real. See, I want you let's look at this for a second. If it's passing away, if it's no longer there, it has no lasting value. It is not real. It's not there. What is real? Well, the spiritual reality for sure is real because that's eternal. That lasts forever. So what you are living in right now is the illusion. It's an illusionary state for a period of time where you get to exercise your free will. You get to make choices. And God allows you to make those choices and He honors those choices. But in this time, all of it is everything that you see with your eyes, it's not real. Because it doesn't last. So what you see standing before you, this is just a shell. What I'm in right now, that's not real. The real me, you can see in the spirit. The real you can see in the spirit. And in the spirit, you have brethren and people that are not. You have sisters in Christ and people that are not. That's the reality that you're in. You are living in this world that God has sent you into because He chooses to send us back into it, but separate from it. In spirit, you are not part of it. But in truth, you are walking it out with Him. Okay, have you ever been asleep and you had a dream and you realized you were dreaming? You ever had that experience? Did you ever have fun with that? No? Okay, some people have fun with that. I remember there's a few times when I've been dreaming where all of a sudden my dream, I realize that I'm dreaming, and just like that, I'm like, I can do anything because I'm going to wake up.
I knew that. So I would, you know, in the dreams, you're jumping off buildings and you're doing all kinds of crazy stuff because you're like, you know, it's a dream. I can do anything. Okay. I'll give you this clue. Right now, this is a dream. Because this life and what you are in right now is not going to last. All of us are passing through here. So, and if you are in Christ, you are on that path passing through. So you are here, yes, for a season. There's a real nice transliteration of the Bible that talks about Jesus and how he came for a bitty time. He just came, just a little window, he was here. He came, did what God had for him to do, and all of a sudden he's gone. All of us are like vapors. None of us are here for that long. But while you're here, all of a sudden now, wait a second, you were dreaming. Or you're in a dream, because this isn't real. Now, wait a second, if you realize that, what is important now? What should your priorities be now? Because, again, if God saves you from the world, and the things in this world, and all of this other stuff that binds you, that keeps you into that base reality, that keeps you stuck in the dream, and he sets you free from that, but you're still here. Now what's important? Well, what's the will of the Father? Because if you start to see what the will of the Father is, you all of a sudden allow for an amazing adventure with life. You allow for, all of a sudden now, for him to lead and guide and direct your life through anything, everything. Wendy said a little bit about just, you know, it's very hard sometimes for people to say what it is that I do or how it is that I do. Because, you know, truthfully, right now, I'm doing like four different things. I'm involved in like four different things. My life has been absolutely incredible. And yet, really sucks sometimes too, walking out with Christ. I mean, there's been highs, there's been lows. I look right now, I remember I was up for a big scholarship about 10 years ago where they asked me this question. They said, Mr. Tidball, they said, there's this panel of people sitting in front of me, and they're, Mr. Tidball, where do you see yourself in 10 years from now? You know, they wanted to ask, basically, how do you define yourself? How do you make yourself fit within the world system that we've sold ourselves to? How do you fit that reality? Where is your progress in that system? Will you have exceeded most people's slavery and bondage to this system and been even a bigger slave? How will you fit that thing? You know? Define yourself by the expectations that we put on you. And because at that point in my life, God had opened up my eyes enough to know enough about him that I knew what it is like initially to walk with Christ, knowing that, you know what? I can barely tell you 6 months out. I have enough trouble telling you 1 week out. So all I could tell him is, look, I know some things about what my life might entail, but I really can't tell you. Now, 10 years in the future, looking back, I have, I don't want to put anything on myself, but in the last 10 years, some of the things that God has allowed me to do, allowed me to be involved with, I've had a national radio show, I've swam for countries. I've had a chance to do degrees. I've got my master's out of the way. I've met presidents. I've gone through this whole spectrum of life, from the highest to the lowest, seen so much. Somebody saw one of my resumes one time with this place I was going to work, and she said, Govinda, you have done more by, you know, I was in my mid-20s. She says, than most people do that are twice your age. I don't know that. I haven't seen theirs. All I know is kind of, I'm trying to show you some of the stuff I do. But why? Not because all I've done is said, God, You do it. God, where do you want me to go? I will. I've also set up chairs for services that nobody came to. I've also spent years where it's been really tough in places that nobody wants to go. Where does that path lead? Well, the path will lead wherever Jesus needs to take you. And He will manifest Himself differently in every one of you. See, this is something I want you to see and understand. Jesus Christ will manifest Himself differently in each one of your hearts. So the way that He will come through you will be different than the way that He comes through me. The way that He comes through Philip will be different than the way He comes through Mario. The way that He comes through Brett is going to be different than the way He works through Carmen. The way that He works through PT will be different than Wendy. Praise God. Because you know what? God is not boring. And so, one thing that happens with us is we start looking for, alright God, what about this person's experience? What about this person? You know what? So what? God wants to take you, His individual sheep. My sheep know my voice. The individual. If any man hear my voice, humble himself. If any man hear my voice and open the door. If you as a person, as one of God's children, will hear the voice of God and allow Him in, allow Him to lead and direct. If you will get off the throne of your life and allow Him to be that, to be king, to truly be Lord. Not go to church on Sunday, now you've done your duty on Thursday, and now everything's good. No! Is He the one who is leading you? Are you truly following Him? Is His glory your rear guard? Are you walking in Him? If you will allow that, then He'll take you somewhere. And where does He take you? One thing I've seen, one place that He took me, and one place I see He takes everyone in Scripture, is He'll take you to your own death. Jesus Christ, if you are going to, He said, if you're going to follow me, take up your cross and follow me. Where are you going if you got a cross? He's taking you to your own death. He will literally take you to a place where you will die a death in every possible way, except you will stop breathing. You will die a death to yourself, to every dream you might have ever had in this world, to every hope, every expectation, everything that you ever thought you would be or would be about. He will take you to the place where that will die. And that is the point where you may, if you cross through that, you will come to actually living out life. See, Jesus, when He was here, He said, I came that they might have life and have it to the full. Okay? And we know that the devil is a liar. We know that the devil is a deceiver. We know that the devil came to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. But what did the devil offer Jesus? Luke chapter 4. What did he offer him? All the kingdoms of the world, everything you got, I'll give it to you. You can have it all. Right now, you can have the whole thing, silver platter. All you got to do is bow down and worship me. All you got to do is give yourself back over to the world. All you got to do is go that way. But Jesus said no. What did Jesus do? Because He came that we might have life. So obviously that wasn't it. If that was life, then He would have gone that way. So there's nothing there. There's nothing there for you. If you look for it in the world, all you're going to come up with is empty. So, you get a chance to make a choice. You get a chance to make a choice with God. If you will truly follow Him, and this is between you and Him, He will lead you in the path of life. He is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life. He will lead you in a path of truth where you will not settle for a lie. You have to have the real thing. And you will find life. You will know what it is that you were made for. He will come through you. Jesus said, John the Baptist came neither eating nor drinking. You said he had a demon. The Son of Man comes eating and drinking. You say he's got a demon. Or you say he's a friend of wine bibbers and tax collectors. Matthew 11:18. So skipping the scripture. You can go back and check them later. two different manifestations of absolute truth. Came completely different ways. One of them is the Son of God. One of them is of those born of women. Nobody greater than John. Two completely different ways they showed up. God will manifest Himself through your life in a completely different way than somebody else, because God is creative. And so, He will take you in that path too, where everything that He's put in you, every gift, every talent, will be activated by the Spirit of God. And that will come through in amazing ways. Some of you will write books. Some of you will produce shows. Some of you will create things that nobody's ever seen, never even dreamt of. Some of you got gifts of music. Some of you will, He'll speak just right through you. You will be a living manifestation for them. And there'll be some of you that choose not to and try to find it in the world and will come up empty. And at the end of this whole thing, you'll look back and you'll say, gosh, that sucks. I missed it. That's between you and Him. My prayer tonight, I'm just going to close. My prayer tonight for you is that you check your own heart and determine in your heart, are you on the path of truth? Because God sees you. You can fake it to anybody else, but God knows you. He knows where you're at. He knows everything about you, and He loves you. And if you will come to Him, because He's already drawing you, He'll meet you. And the way that He'll lead you in the path of life. And wherever it goes, doesn't matter, because He's the one taking you. And He'll lead you out of the illusion. So, Wendy said, we're going to just open up the altar and spend some time before the Father. Do whatever you got to do. I know we got a great worship team here and all that too. So, we're just going to break it here and just spend a little bit of time here before God and let Him meet you where you're at. But God bless you. I love all of you guys. And you know what? For myself too, it's just fun to come back, see people, see what God is doing with you. And I know that for each of you, this thing will, if you will take Him at His word, He will be real to you. And I'm excited, because I'm excited when I get a chance to cross paths with people after some time and I see what He's done and I see what He's doing with them. And for me, it's fun to come back here because I get a chance to see this was never about anything about me. I was just walking with Him, but I get a chance to see just a part of His heart continuing on somewhere. And that's fun. So, wherever you're at right now, just search your heart. Let's just do this. Just bow your head where you're at. And in fact, if you got somebody sitting next to you, just put a hand on their shoulder. And I just want to pray, and let's just all pray for each other, because you are a body. You are a body of believers. You're a body of people walking in Christ. Father God, right now, Lord, I bless these people in Jesus' name. Father, we pray, Lord God, for those that are on our right and those that are on our left. Lord, we pray, Father, that You would break the illusion, Lord. That You would break, Father, every bondage, every shackle, everything that keeps them from coming to You, Father, that You would break us. And Lord, through the brokenness, Father, that comes, Lord, that Your life would flow through, Lord God, our lives. Lord, we pray, Father, that this would be real, that their life, Lord, their heart, their direction, all of it, Lord, would be real. And Father, that You would lead us in Your path of truth. And Lord, we thank You, Father, that You loved us enough, Lord, to send Your Son. And that He loved us enough, Lord, to do what was necessary, to die on a cross for our redemption, for our salvation. So, Lord, thank you. And, Lord, we love you, Father. And, Lord, our desire is that you would be real in every heart, and that you would lead us, Lord, as we die to self, Lord, that that new birth in us, Lord, would be your Son, Jesus. And kind of sped up. You got to come head up and just don't let up. I know life's been banging, booming, hitting. You can't catch a break, so you're thinking about quitting. But listen, the life lesson is in. Launching out into the deep, yo, you gotta keep fishing. There's one who controls who you are and be, which is a slight definition of the Almighty. But don't get it twisted. He's faithful and cares and won't allow you to go through more than you can bear. But with all your temptations, he'll give you an escape. So whether you've been molested or whether you've been raped or born in the ghetto in a cold water flat, blind or deaf, handy or cap, hold on, deliverance is nigh, cause you could get your piece of the pie in the twinkling of an eye, and God can't lie, it's a test, a plan, so will you still hold on when you can't understand, will you hold on so that God can get the glory, you'll get the reward, he'll tell the story about a person that had a hard life, the stress and the strife, and nothing went right, and so much pain, didn't know what to do, but still serve God, despite the catch-22. Catch 22.